Nevada Democrats to fine schools $5,000 per day for banning males from girls' sports. By Paul Bois on May 31, 2023. Nevada Democrats passed a law that would penalize school boards that ban men from participating in women's sports and using women's locker rooms. Passed Friday, the amendment will seek to fine schools $5,000 per day if they ban men from participating in women's sports. The controversial amendment to penalize schools was reportedly only added after the first draft of Assembly Bill No. 423 already passed with unanimous, bipartisan support. The amendment to the bill received zero GOP votes, passing only with full Democratic support, reported Fox News. Republican Nevada lawmaker Ira Hansen referred to the bill as the Bud Light Amendment prior to its passing without any hearing. Took a bill with unanimous support and dropped a floor hashtag Bud Light Amendment without any hearing at the last minute in the last waning days of the session, fining NV school board's $5K/day that try to block boys from girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports, Hansen tweeted. The text of the bill says that a school's board of trustees shall not adopt a policy that limits the access of a pupil because of race, religious creed, color, national origin, disability, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, ancestry, familial status or sex, to school facilities or activities. The bill will likely not become law, as Republican Governor Joe Lombardo would have to sign it, and he has already signaled he does not support men participating in women's sports. Most recently, he joined 25 Republican governors opposing the Biden administration's changes to Title IX, which would effectively ban schools K-8 from protecting women's sports from transgender athletes. As the Biden administration rolls out new Title IX rules to expand the meaning of sexual discrimination to include gender identity that would prevent schools and colleges from protecting girls and women's sports, 25 Republican governors have united in opposition to the U.S. Department of Education's proposed new Regulation 34 CFR Section 106.41b, 2, the letter read. The proposed rule would mean that schools and colleges receiving federal funding could not impose an independent policy ensuring students play on teams consistent with their biological sex. This is a blatant overreach of the federal government on states' rights, it added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.